Diane, we're stood in the park at the bottom of North Street.
Yeah. All this area here, Peg, all those streets there, and where now is the building college and these new houses, they were all a warren of streets, tiny little streets where Jewish people first came to live in Leeds.
That was an area called the Leylands, wasn't it?
That's right.
Not great housing, was it?
No. No, quite the contrary. Nobody else in Leeds really wanted to live there. Leylands meant lowlands, and it was the part of Leeds that was a bit rat infested. It was not very nice. It was a place where poor, poor, poor people came to live.
So a lot of the Jewish immigrants who came over from bits of Europe then, they ended up there, and a lot of people working in the clothing industry.
They did. Lots of Jewish people ended up there, and lots of Irish people ended up there. So there were lots of people living together, and they were working together. Lots of shops in these little streets. You can imagine people living poor lives, houses being shared by maybe four, five, six, seven families, and a lot of them were tailors.
So, Diane, we've now come up Chapel Town Road. We're stood in the lobby of what was called the New Synagogue, now the Northern School of Contemporary Dance. Yeah. It very much looks like a synagogue, this building, doesn't it?
The renovations and the way they've changed is just beautiful. It's in keeping with the building as it was. And here you can see the flights of stairs going up to the ladies' galleries and the two doors that would take you into the main synagogue where the men sat.
So, as we come up towards the war, a lot of the Jewish community have moved up from the lowlands.
Right.
They've come up to
yes.
Chapel Town. You were telling me about the shops that they used to be on the other side of Chapel Town Road.
Between the wars, after the First World War, before the Second World War, that's when a lot of Jewish people moved up. They'd become a bit more aspirational. They wanted to come out of the lowlands. It was the children of the first immigrants who had bettered themselves, maybe through education, through hard work, and they came up to Chapel Town and built this synagogue. It was built in the Moorish style, as you can see. And across the road, you see that parade there?
Yeah.
I can remember this little girl coming down the street and shopping there. The corner shop was Cohen's the Baker's, and next to that was a guy called Charlie Isaacs, who was the fish shop. Most of the shops were Jewish. There was Fisher's the Butcher's, there was Schmuchler's, there's lots of places.
So we're now at a really interesting place, Diane. Now, this is a house, and if it didn't have a blue plaque on it, I would just think it's a normal house on Leopold Street in Chapel Town.
Precisely, and that's what it was. It was built in 1860, when this part of the city was quite affluent. And in 1924, it became a synagogue for the Spanish and Portuguese of Leeds, the Sephardi Jews. Most Jewish people in Leeds are Ashkenazi. That's Northern Europe. We came from Poland, Lithuania, Russia. The Sephardi Jews are those that came from Spain, Portugal, the North African Jews. And although we're all Jewish, we have different traditions, different food, different ways of doing things. And then it became the first Reform synagogue in Leeds. And they moved then, I think it was 1960, moved up to Roman Avenue at Roundhay.
So what happened to it when it stopped being a Reform synagogue?
Well, what happened then, which was really interesting, it became a mosque reflecting the population around them. When I was a little girl and I lived just down that street, this was a synagogue. And then as the Jewish people moved out, lots of Muslim people moved in and they needed places to pray, and this was the house that they chose to become the mosque.
And now it's called the House of Faith.
Now it's called the House of Faith, and it has reverted back, as it was in 1860, to a dwelling house.